It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Weeky Corner. Sarah's Roberto, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. We're theme week, Winter Olympic sports, wrapping it up today. What are we ending the week with?
So we are finishing up this theme week by talking about one of the newer Winter Olympic sports, which is snowboarding.
Oh, okay. Snowboarding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, snowboarding is it's a very cool event to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've never seen it in your life.
No, but I've seen snowboarding.
It's cool because they do all the different tricks, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So the development of snowboarding was inspired by skateboarding, sledding, surfing, and skiing. It was developed here in the United States in the 1960s and became a Winter Olympic sport at Nagano in 1998.
Oh, so it is really new.
Yeah.
Wait, 1998 was how? It was like 25 years ago.
It
so
seems
it's not
new, though. It sounds like it wasn't that far in the future, in the past.
1998 still seems to me like it was like 10 years
me
ago.
Me too. I feel the same.
Yeah.
So modern snowboarding began in 1965 when a guy named Sherman Poppin, who was an engineer in Muskegon, Michigan, invented a toy for his daughters by fastening two skis together and attaching a rope to one end so he would have some control as they stood on the board and glided downhill.
It was Sherman Poppin's?
Sherman Poppin.
Poppin?
Poppin. Singular.
Mr. Poppin. Got it.
Dubbed the Snurfer.
Oh, that's
combining
cute.
Snow and surfer.
That's cute.
Snurfer. By his wife, Nancy. Oh, Sherman and Nancy, power couple.
Nancy Poppin.
Power couple.
Yeah.
The toy proved so popular among his daughter's friends that Poppin licensed the idea to a manufacturer and ended up selling about 1 million Snurfers over the next decade. In 1966 alone, over 500,000 Snurfers were sold, and the Snurfer was marketed more as a novelty item rather than sports equipment.
Well, it's hard to take it seriously as a sports equipment with Snurfer, but
it's
adorable.
Yeah. So also during the same period in 1977, Jake Burton Carpenter, who was a Vermont native that was an avid Snurfer since the age of 14,
right.
He impressed the crowd at a Michigan snurfing competition with bindings he had designed to secure his feet to his board.
Oh.
Yeah, so you just had the rope that you...
Right.
Yeah, there wasn't anything to hold your feet onto the onto
So
the
he
board.
Took it once, he took the Poppin idea
and improved on
snurfing.
So that same year, he founded Burton Snowboards in Londonderry, Vermont. The snowboards were made of wooden planks that were flexible and had water ski foot traps.
Oh,
which
yes.
makes sense to use those.
Yeah.
Very few people picked up snowboarding because the price of the board was considered too high at $38. $38.
Wait, what year was
too
this?
Pricey.
When
1977.
It? $38. Okay.
And they were not allowed on many ski hills, but eventually Burton would become the biggest snowboarding company in the business, and his early designs for boards with bindings became the dominant features in snowboarding.
I see.
Yeah. So initially, ski areas adopted the sport at a much slower pace than the winter sports public. Indeed, for many years, there was animosity between skiers and snowboarders, which led to an ongoing skier versus snowboarder feud.
Oh, man.
Big time. Big time feud.
Would it get heated on the slopes?
Would it come to
blows, perhaps?
So for several years, snowboarders would have to take a small skills assessment prior to being allowed to ride the chairlifts.
Oh.
It was thought that an unskilled snowboarder would wipe the snow off the mountain.
You would, sure.
Right, because that could happen.
That could happen, yeah.
In 1985, only 7% of U.S. ski areas allowed snowboarding.
And what year was that?
1985.
Really? Okay.
As equipment and skills improved, gradually snowboarding became more accepted, and today, approximately 97% of all ski areas in North America and Europe allow snowboarding.
They look down their noses
they
at the
did.
Snurfers. That's terrible.
So like some other winter sports, snowboarding comes with a certain level of risk. The injury rate for snowboarding is about 4 to 6 per 1,000 persons per day, which is about double the injury rate for alpine skiing.
Oh, okay.
So that tells me I should never snowboard because I can hardly even ski. So,
well, they do more tricky things.
They do.
The tricks.
So there are 11 events in the snowboard competition at the Beijing Olympics, including mixed team snowboard cross, which will be making its Winter Olympic debut. Other events include slope style, big air, half pipe, and parallel giant slalom. Yes. Now, the United States is the most successful nation in Winter Olympic snowboarding with 31 medals, far outpacing their closest rivals, which is Switzerland, who only have 13. So we are killing it at snowboarding at the
Olympics.
Shaun White is the most decorated athlete in the competition with 3 gold medals, while Jamie Anderson, another American, sits just behind him with 2 golds and 1 silver.
I see.
So, right. Yeah. And the Guinness World Record holder for oldest snowboarder is a guy named George Blair, a.k.a. Banana George.
Banana George.
Banana George.
Why do they call him Banana George?
Winter Haven, Florida. No idea.
Winter
Haven, Florida. He was an active snowboarder until the age of 92.
Wow.
And reportedly snowboarded between 45 and 60 days a year.
That's amazing.
Clearly not in Winter Haven, Florida.
No,
obviously not.
No. I think he was probably a snowbird.
Yeah.
All right, we've traveled a long way with that
one.
We
sure have.
From snurfing to snowboarding.
Banana George.
Yes, Banana George.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the snowboarding, did you?
Yeah, so since snowboarders do so many amazing tricks, I thought that we would play Jump by Van Halen.
Van Halen. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Go ahead and jump. Just go ahead. Jump. Van Halen on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about snowboarding.
Yeah.
You do a lot of different jumps and tricks and cool stuff. As part of our theme week on Winter Olympic sports.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
All right, go.
All right, the first snowboard was called a snurfer.
It sure was. Snowboarding was once banned at most ski resorts.
And the U.S. is the most successful nation in Winter Olympic snowboarding.
That's right. Number two is Switzerland.
Switzerland. And what was it? Oh, the biathlon is what we've never won a medal in. So.
That's right. So we're really pulling for the biathlon.
Yeah. And every sport.
Well,
really,
of course. But it would be great to have our first medal
in the biathlon.
In the biathlon.
Yeah.
So... When does the biathlon happen? Did we talk about that yesterday?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Okay.
I don't remember. But snowboarding starts this weekend.
Snowboarding starts this weekend. Okay. Well,
so.
Formerly known as snurfing.
Snurfing.
So wow, you're friends with it. It sounds like a joke, but it's honest to goodness true.
It's real.
And you show me an ad for the snurf board.
Yeah, there's a snurf board. On Google, there's an advertisement, for it. Yeah.
Cute. All right. Folks want to learn more about snowboarding, Sarah, or any of the items we talked about this week during our Olympic sports theme week. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. Sure. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
That can be your companion guide while you're watching the Olympic sports.
Sure. It sure can.
China.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Have a wonderful weekend.
I'm going to watch a lot of Olympics. I'm going to watch the opening ceremonies. I'm super excited.
Wow. But we're not going to talk about it next week on the air, right?
What?
The Olympics.
Yeah, right. We're going to talk about it off the air. We're going to talk about it on the air.
I feel exhausted.
I'm not going to stop talking about it.
I feel Olympic exhausted, and it hasn't even started really yet. Hey, have a good weekend, though. Seriously.
Yeah, you too.
All
seriously.
Right. Seriously.
For real.
Oh, no, honestly. I want you to have a great weekend. Let's see. Traffic and weather coming up next on Legends 102.7. We got the police journey. We got Orleans, and we got the legendary drive at 5.